رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Whenever you enter a masjid, upon remembering, make the intention of nafil itikaf. Because as long as you stay in the masjid, you will keep obtaining the reward of nafil itikaf, eating, drinking, sleeping will become permissible for you in the masjid. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat 100 times upon me, Allah azza wa jal writes between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire and will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah. My dear Islamic brothers, before listening to the bayan, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. The more righteous intentions one makes, the greater reward he will attain. So make intention before listening to the bayan, that lowering my eyes, I will listen to the bayan attentively, that I will sit in attahiyat position as you sit in salah for as long as possible. I will note down the important points and teach it to others as a call toward righteousness. And just like this, the more intentions you make, the more reward you will receive. I also make the intention that I would deliver this bayan in order to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to reap the rewards, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, the holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bought a camel in exchange for a wasq. A wasq is 540 pounds of dates. It's called a wasq. So when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his blessed home for the dates, they could not be found. He could not find the dates. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to that Bedouin and said to the Bedouin, Abdullah, we bought a camel in exchange for a wasq, but despite searching a lot for it, it could not be found. Having heard this, the Bedouin started crying loudly in public. Alas, I have been deceived. Alas, I have been deceived. When the Bedouin said this and the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard this, they rushed towards the Bedouin to reprimand him. And they said, you speak such things about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And then the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, leave him. Because the person who has a rightful claim has the right to speak. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this twice or thrice. But despite this, the Bedouin been making him to understand, he still didn't understand. So the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered a blessed companion to go to Khawla bint Hakim and say, if we have a wasq of dates, give us, inshallah azza wa jal, we will return it to you. So that companion went to Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha and told her, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you have a wask of dates, give us, inshallah azza wa jal, it will be returned to you. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha said that she did have some, send someone to fetch them. So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take this Bedouin and give him the dates that is due to him. So when the Bedouin returned with his dates, now he's got his dates. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was present amongst the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the Bedouin humbly said, Jazakallahu khayran. You gave what was due to me in a very good manner. So the Holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, amongst people, the best are those who give the whole share in a good manner. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Adhi Islamic brothers. Have you noticed the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very forgiving and extremely kind and tolerant. Despite having the power to take revenge, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave the one who accused him of denying the purchase in public. Look at how extreme and excellent manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this narration we also have learnt that during buying and selling in business, we should be tolerant, truthful and honest. If someone says a painful thing either to the salesperson or the buyer, in order to reap good deeds for the year after, he should remain tolerant. By taking revenge, hatred will develop in the heart of each other. So, besides adding fuel to the fire, by using offensive language, and making allegations, a person might start committing big sins. Therefore, each of us must practice patience and not only protect ourselves, but also try to protect others from sins. Instead of being angry and staring angrily at each other and exaggerating the situation, we should treat everyone well, as this is great blessings in that. Sayyidina Abu Salabah Kushani radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, undoubtedly, amongst you, the most beloved and the closest to me in the hereafter will be that person amongst you who has the best manners. And amongst you, the person I dislike the most. And who will be far away from me in the hereafter will be that person who has the worst of manners. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most favorite people to me are amongst you who are best in manners, soft-hearted, they love people and people love them. And amongst you, the most disliked people to me are the backbiters who sow the seeds of discord between two friends and find fault in those people who have righteous characters. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, have you noticed the blessings of having good manners? The person who is good mannered will succeed in both this world and in the hereafter. Whereas the one who is ill mannered is not liked by anyone. He is considered bad in this world. And in the hereafter, he is disgraced in his destiny. Allahu Akbar. Narrating the signs of good manners, my dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has said, the embodiment of courtesy and politeness is that person who is most modest, does not harm anyone, performs good deeds, speaks the truth, remains habitually silent, is habitual of practicing deeds, prevents himself from mistakes as much as possible, avoids useless talks, is righteous, dignified, tolerant, content with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, thankful, soft-hearted, of pure character and affectionate. He should not be the one who curses, abuses, backbites, make haste, bears malice, is not stingy and jealous. Rather, he should be cheerful. And he should love just for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And is pleased or displeased with someone for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My dear Islamic brothers, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has such a distinctive and unparalleled rank of good manners and courtesy that Allah Azza wa Jalla himself has stated in the glorious Quran. Part 29, Surah Al-Qalam, verse 4, translation from Ganzul Iman. And indeed you possess an exemplary character. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent for the completion of good manners. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, that blessed personality whose purpose of being sent is to teach good manners, then what would be the state of his great manners? Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, out of the pure attributes of our blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one beautiful attribute was his forbearance, his tolerance. Forbearance means to suppress the anger by your own character. That is, suppress anger when a person is full with it is called forbearance. Remember, anger is in human nature. We get angry. And the fact is that where we have no power, we are not responsible for it. But to become uncontrollable due to being angry is a bad deed. Therefore, when a person gets angry, suppress it by displaying forbearance. Suppressing one's anger and remaining patient has countless virtues. Let's listen to two blessed sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first one, amongst you the strongest is the one who controls his anger when filled with it, and the most tolerant is the one who, despite having power, forgives. Secondly, desire respect and piety from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly asked, how? And it was said, those who break ties with you have a kind relationship with them. Those who deprive you bestow upon them. And those who treat you ignorantly adopt tolerance toward them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. My dear Islamic brothers, have you noticed the extent to which we have been persuaded to have tolerance from these ahadith? We should also make efforts to adopt this noble quality. In the beginning it might be difficult, but things will get easier with true love and effort. If you put true effort, make sincere intention and try, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, it will become easier. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, knowledge is obtained by gaining it. Forbearance is developed by virtue of tolerance. And one who tries to attain goodness is given goodness. And the one who wants to be safe from evil is saved. So just think over this part, my dear Islamic brothers, where the hadith says, forbearance is developed by virtue of tolerance. And make an intention that we will also make efforts to develop the attribute of tolerance ourselves, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Praising the softness and the soft-heartedness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in verse 159 of Surah Ala Imran, part 4, translation from Kanzul Iman. So what a great mercy it is from Allah that you, O dear Prophet Muhammad, are lenient toward them. And if you had been stern and hard-hearted, they would have certainly been uneasy in your company. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, the most compassionate, the most merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had such a great and illustrious personality due to his blessed habit of forgiving without taking revenge despite having the ability. He had power to do so, but he didn't. There is no example in history like this, my dear Islamic brothers. When the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam journeyed to Taif to spread the message of Islam, Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied him. There were many influential and rich people in Taif. And amongst these influential people, the family of Amr were distinguished from all the tribes. And there were three brothers, Abda Yalil, Mas'ud and Habib. So upon reaching Taif, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to their houses to invite them toward Islam. But they did not embrace Islam. They did not embrace Islam. On the contrary, they responded in the most discourteous and vulgar manner. Allahu Akbar. These unfortunate people were not only stubborn, but they incited the wicked people to attack the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as a result, they began to throw stones at the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From all sides, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so badly wounded. His blessed feet were bleeding, and his blessed shoes were filled with blood due to the unbearable pains of his wounds. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would sit, these cruel and barbaric people would force him to stand by mercilessly and ruthlessly holding his arms. And in he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin to walk again. They would stone him again and would insult him. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Zayd bin Harithah radiallahu ta'ala and tried much to defend him and protect him by receiving stones on his body, and he also was wounded. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sought refuge in an orchard of grapes. Okay, Islamic brothers, this is what happened at Taif. Imagine this happening to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers. And after a long time after this journey, once Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, humbly asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, did you have any tougher day than the battle of Uhud? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Yes, O Aisha, that day was tougher than the day of the battle of Uhud. When I called the chief, Ibn Abd al-Yalil, to Islam, he rejected it with disgust, and the people of Taif stoned me. Filled with this grief, I kept walking until I reached a place and gathered myself. Allahu Akbar. Having reached there, I raised my head and I saw a cloud over my head, where Jibreel alayhi salam called out to me from the cloud and said that Allah Azza wa Jalla has heard the saying and answer of your nation, and now the angels of the mountains is present before you to obey your command. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, after making salam, the angel of the mountains humbly said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you want me to overturn both of these mountains over these unbelievers, I will do so. Having heard this, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, replied, No. But rather, I hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will create such bondsmen out of their races who will only worship Allah Azza wa Jal and will not commit shirk. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. My dear Islamic brothers, have you noticed that after experiencing such cruelty, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take revenge? Nor did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam curse them. The whole blessed life history of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is adorned with such matchless parables. My dear Islamic brothers, we need to take lessons from this, my dear Islamic brothers. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah, when he conquered Makkah, he could take revenge. At that time, he could have taken revenge, but he didn't. And he asked the people, O Quraysh, what do you think? How will I treat you? And the Quraysh, they humbly said, we expect goodness from the beloved Prophet. Because you are a prophet, you have a sweet and gentle disposition, and you are the son of our kind and merciful brother. Allah Azza wa Jal have empowered you upon us. To this the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will say to you the same thing which my brother Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said to his brothers. And then he quoted this from the Quran. There is no reproach on you. This day may Allah forgive you. And He is utmost merciful of all those who show mercy. Go, you are all free. Wow. Allahu Akbar. Look at this, my dear Islamic brothers. Look at this compassionate. We should take lessons from this, my dear Islamic brothers. At one stage, Labid bin Assam casted a magical spell on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not take revenge. Furthermore, he also pardoned the Jew who poisoned him. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, we should question our conscience whether we have ever considered a person committing a sin to be bad in our heart. What will happen if somebody disgraces us? We break ties for trivial things. The whole life we're not talking to our family members on trivial things. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through so much of difficulty, yet he did not take revenge. He made dua for them. He had forbearance and tolerance. He was affectionate at all times. That's why he's the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the most beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, just a few examples I would like to give you and then conclude inshallah Azza wa Jal. What happens to us when somebody does something bad? Do we feel that it's bad in our heart? Sometimes you don't. If you hear somebody playing music, do we feel that it's bad in our heart? No. You know why? Because we've got musical tones in our mobile phones. That's why we don't feel bad. If our family members is missing salah, do we even feel bad? They feeling bad, do we even make any effort to persuade them to make their salah? What is our feeling in our hearts? My dear Islamic brothers, we should think for a moment and try and ponder this. You know, to control our anger, we should try every effort to control our anger. Especially for those people who are short-tempered. They should try and control it. You know, people sometimes say, the foolish people consider anger to be bravery and manliness. They should take example of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Let's listen to a few ways of treatment inshallah azza wa jal, and then we'll conclude. First of all, sincerely repent to Allah azza wa jal. Because without the help of Allah azza wa jal, a person does not have the power to prevent himself from sins. Secondly, read parables consisting of the virtues of forming the habit of forbearance. And study the parables of the pious saints. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Put fear in your nafs from the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal. You must say that why? The way that I have power over this person, Allah Azza wa Jal has more power over me than this. And if I get angry with him, then I will not be able to be safe from the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. So you should address your nafs. Similarly, ponder over the medical disadvantages of being angry. It is not healthy, not good for your body. And repent abundantly, as by its blessings, inshallah azza wa jal, you will give up this habit and develop hatred for evil. My dear Islamic brothers, if we want to adopt these ways of forbearance, suppress the anger, adopt the habit of affection and kindness, and become a person of good manners, we must associate ourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Inshallah azza wa jal, by its blessings, we will attain countless worldly and religious blessings, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice upon whatever we have heard and learnt, and to teach it to others, and forgive us if we have made any mistakes. Ameen. Bi jahi nabiyil amin wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Mubarak for you.